Hey, you're listening to Carib Voice Radio. This is Spirituality in the Mix this Sunday. Our topic today is pretty simple, but it's very important. Having the courage to care. Over the last several years, I've been assisting people, and I've done a pretty good job of it. Some complained, some didn't complain. Some were just not ready for what was to come. Sometimes when we ask a question or ask for help, we have to understand what the helping process looks like. When I entered college, I took a degree based on my understanding of my value in creation, my value to people. And I have looked around over the years, and I'm happy that I took a degree. I have two degrees. But they're based mostly, predominantly, on the helping process, the human service practitioner approach to change. Why did I do that? People will always tell you that as I was growing up, I was a very interesting individual. Going from mute to understanding the value of people meant that people needed all the services that you were going to offer. So if you're going to offer those services, then guess what? They're going to be the people. People control atmospheric conditions in terms of places, animals, and things. They have pets. They go on vacation. A lot of different things that require service and servitude. From this perspective, then I moved forward and I really put everything I had into the process. Sometimes it's an emotional displeasure, as I said previously. But the most important thing that I will say to you right now is that you must have the courage to care, because I know from factual content, factual information, there are a lot of people out there who do similar to what I do. So I'm not the only person in the process of helping. But in many occasions, I've gotten phone calls from people or text messages asking me, how do I do it? Because they're going through similar behaviors in terms of being discounted for their support of people in providing service. But I took a second look at why I did it, and I realized that the core of who I am began from reading a book called the Bible. And I continue to use it because I love when I look at creation, what that truly means. But I felt there was something missing, and I'll tell you more about that in the next show. But I want to remind you and encourage you to understand a few things about people. If a person does not understand their core value, meaning their purpose in creation, whatever comes along will begin the process of causing them to act inappropriately to you. Now, if I knew, as an example, that joining the process of understanding my value from a Judeo-Christian perspective, which I've had to look at very deeply, I have to go deep, had to go wide to understand what I was being told in the book, because from my research, it indicates that this book was written prior to what we understand as the time Jesus spent on earth. Now, there's a lot of conflict and a lot of negative conversations, positive conversations going on about Jesus, Christianity, and all these other pieces. But I'm going to say this to you. If you have not taken the time to understand what the problem is, you're not going to understand why people behave poorly and the causation. You have to speak to causation to understand why you need the courage to care. You need the courage to care because people have two very important aspects of them. They have a physicality and then they have a mentality. And that is the mind, which is associated with the spirit. And they're believing from a historical reference point of history that the belief system requires them to have certain characteristics. Now, I will purpose it like this in terms of conversation. And from what I understand from my own experiences over 30 plus years, I did not intend to become involved in spirituality. But as I said before, I was born on the island of Barbados, and I'm sharing that information for a very specific reason. After 30 or 40 years now of research and recommendations and understanding from different religions, different aspects of behavior, different people.
As a matter of fact,
a lot of it has to do with culture, meaning the things that make you do what you do. Now, Christians believe in Jesus, and I'm not going to get into the full spectrum of that, because that's a conversation that, again, you have to go wider, you have to go deeper, and you have to check the pulse to keep it alive. From what I understand, for me, and this is why I'm titling this, The Courage to Care. After all of the episodes over 30 years, where people have been assisted by me and others, and have personally taken the time to discredit their value in the process, and cause them to be hurt. See, what a lot of people don't really understand or want to understand is that the helping profession is for people who really care. And when they help you and you become successful and you personally decide to discredit their participation in your life, it causes hurt. It causes pain. Now, the hurt is always encapsulated in knowing in their spiritual realm two things. One, the person or the spiritual deity that we now call Jesus. And there's a lot of conversation regarding that. I'm going to dig deeper into that because a conversation needs to be had. Why? Because a lot of people are hurting now. A lot of people are restricted from traveling. A lot of people are restricted from doing things that give them encouragement and tenacity. There are prisoners of COVID-19. Emotionally, spiritually, mentally, sexually, they are victimized by this process. And it has happened before from what I know. But again, I wasn't there, neither were you, back in the old days when this alleged scenario also came to pass in the present now, happening now also. So what I'm going to say today, inside spirituality in the mix, is that in order for you to understand and receive what you call the Messiah, you need two important areas that will help you to cope, number one, help you to understand, number two, and number three, give you the courage to care. You need to have faith. It has nothing to do with religious belief. And then using that faith, you must then act on circumstances that represent sustainable positive behavior. It's as simple as that. Acquiring it is not simple because you're compassed about with mentality that allows you to have conversations that are not necessarily positive. And as a result, you're left to trying to chart a course where even your own emotional displeasures are involved. And then on top of that, you have people who have discharged you and have spread rumors about you, that you are no good, you're not to be trusted, and all of these negative progressions that inhibit not just your value in community as a person, but affects your fiscal solidification. So then you have to move to another level of deciding, well, who do I trust? What do I do? How do I solve this problem? For me, I don't rush in because I understand my value, number one, in creation. Number two, I understand that every single thing that is said about me is not true. And until I declare and decree in my own words what is right and what is wrong, or what is true and what is false, and I have no fear of saying what is right and what is wrong with or without an explanation. Because there's one beautiful thing about human beings that they need to recognize and go through. You have faults in behavior. You get mad because your mindset, which is the spiritual side of you sometimes, comes at you the wrong way, the wrong timing. Maybe you've ate the wrong food that stimulates negative progression in your mindset and in your body. And maybe you're not just feeling well on that day. And maybe you lash out. But it is always good to reflect. And I do a reflection every 21 days. And I realize that the helping process not going out and causing harm to people, but the helping process, the same educational model that I learned from experiential education before I even went to college, is at fault. The helping process is the cause. Sometimes you reach out to people, they see you coming, and they think there's something wrong with you. Why do you want to help me? Why? Because someone, somewhere, somehow discredited them in the past. And as you show up to be a part of the helping process, they will now look to victimize you before they can declare that your value is acceptable in their sight. It's a big deal. And we need to understand how to encourage ourselves and watch our backs and listen to the internal mind, because the internal mind will never steer you incorrectly. As a matter of fact, what I do with my internal mind is I measure, before I act in many cases, the outcome from what I'm going to do. Will it have a positive impact or will it have a negative impact? And most people are not willing to listen to what you have to say after they have surmised that you are their causation. They do not look at the past to see who caused them the pain, the hurt, the envy, the greed, the anxiety in the moment, for them to turn around and come back and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, let's talk. Many of them don't do that. I said many years ago, there are two conversations that happen in the universe. And so because I understand that, I now have to use it as part of the courage of caring. Because let me tell you, very frankly, there are many times I wanted to stop the helping process. And I'm glad I didn't, because I had the courage to care. And because I had the courage to care, I have proof of life for a lot of the helping processes that I've done. But I also have some negative stories that I could tell you, but also those stories now serve as the proof of life for what my value looks like 30 years later. It's a very profound thing for you to understand what is required in the courage to care. Number one, recognize two things. As my grandmother used to say, and her best friend who passed a couple of years ago at 112, she passed at 108. I had that delightful understanding on how to develop resiliency. And someone asked me, Arby, how do you do it? I can utilize my historic reference point to let them understand that the core of who I am is my resiliency. And people will use what you tell them to help break down your resiliency. Some people will look at you and say, if he can do it, I can do it. Some people will look at you and say, if he can do it, why can't I do it? How do I stop him or her from getting to that result that they already have? And how can I inhibit them? And all of these pieces are examined in this conversation. Number one, hate, greed, envy, anxiety, and professional stupidity are five things that become the one thing that you've got to look out for. So number one, hate. Number two, greed. Number three, anxiety. Very important pieces. Hate, greed, anxiety, selfishness, four, and professional stupidity. Let me jump back a little bit. Inside the courage to care, those are the five fundamentals that you look at that are five characters of evil. So you have to take a second look, or I will submit for your consideration to examine those five pieces in your life as you present the courage to care, because those are the back end pieces that are going to seek very specifically to destroy your opportunity matrix. I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to play a song for you because I think it's relevant, and it's been relevant for me for over 30 years, like I said. Someone asked me, how old am I? I don't even remember how old am I. I know I feel 21, and that's good enough for me. I'm going to play this tune from Starway Studios. Thank you very much for the music. We don't own the rights to it, but we are always excited that we can share content from people who support our spirituality in the mix. Now, my resiliency and my understanding of the courage to care is me knowing that the one individual that people discredit, or the history of that, as historians are saying now, that we now believe that Jesus did not exist. Let's talk more deeply about that another time. And let's talk about the racism and the agreement behind what makes racism prevalent now in terms of Courage to Care. We're talking about Black Lives Matter. We're talking about hate. We're talking about greed. We're talking about envy. Let's dig deep into this investigation of consideration for our mindset mastery. What does that look like? Here's Charmaine, right? And I've had this experience, so this is why I'm playing this song. Another young lady in our camp also has a similar song to this, but I'm going to play this one inside Starways Studios from Starways. I always know, no matter what, and even when I don't feel good, when I don't like what's happening, when I'm scared, and I do have fear, that's why fearless exists. I fear less doesn't mean I don't have the fear. Because some of the people who come up against you plant seeds of inequity so that you cannot grow over time. I'll tell you why later. Stick around, we're going to be right back. A lot of what we are doing is about restoration, so we're going to talk more about that as we get into this half an hour of power inside Straight Talk related to spirituality in the mix. Stick around. Jesus. Yeah, you're listening to Carrie Voice Radio, and we are doing what we do here right now. We're doing what we do right now here on Spirituality in the Mix. Now, this show is a derivative of my workshop series, Elevate Entrepreneurs. And as I said previously, a lot of these behaviors I mentioned, a lot of the students face every single day. But what do they understand about themselves that others may not? Because of understanding themselves from a spiritual perspective, they're now able to say, I am going to keep moving. I'm not going to mention names in this show today, but there's some people that next week I'm going to edify that are doing some wonderful work. One of the most important value prospects for me in terms of why I have my passion principles in place. I cannot help it. Spirituality and the Mix have tremendous value to me because it's all about understanding the original cause, the original causation, and then taking that understanding to conduct research on what is true, what is false, what is fake news, because fake news existed long before what you're hearing now. I've heard stories about me that don't exist. I don't even know I was there. I've heard that I was guilty of not being trusted or don't trust me. And I wasn't there, but the conversation came back to me. That's why I trust God. Because when I don't, you know, I got so mad one day. And then the Spirit came to me and said, you know, and again, I question everything. Stop trying to look around the corner. That's my job. I said, who are you? How do I know that this conversation going on in my head is not me trying to have an issue with blame game? How do I know that this is a real conversation? And the spiritual response came back and go do your research in the future to see if calamities will prevail over what I'm telling you now. That kind of conversation. Remember, mind and brain has a professional and serious part to play in your life of spirituality and the courage to care. Now, from my perspective, I called myself for a series of years an accidental tourist. And I questioned my birth. Why am I here? And I know a lot of people are scared and a lot of people right now are concerned about why they are here. The first thing I will tell you is don't worry about why you're here. Figure out how you feel about you first and then ask yourself based on what I know about myself. And it's going to take some time. Don't think that this is a quick start movie. Don't think because today something happens and it's positive, tomorrow something's not going to happen that's negative. Keep in mind that you have to make the time, to take the time to research your value in relationship to why you're here. But I will tell you what I discovered, and it might not be for you. I realized earlier on, after every negative thing had come against me, and I felt beaten, I recognized that I had a purpose. And that purpose was pivotal in the changing course of time. When I was going to school, even before I started school, I was told, you're nothing. You will never be nothing. You're just like your father. That's one thing that I never forgot and never shook, but I did not agree with it. That's where my resiliency began, pushing critical mass. I have to disagree with anything that someone tells me that is not a positive to my spirit. I will question it. I will conduct an investigation of myself. I do an assessment every month of me, recognizing what worked, what didn't work. As a matter of fact, I teach it. You have to reconcile your current behavior in terms of the courage to care with what your desired outcome is. I never decided to be a keynote speaker. I never thought of being a speaker. I wanted to be that one guy sitting on a rock in Barbados enjoying coconuts, mango, all the beauty of what paradise had to offer, and trying to figure out how I am going to serve myself. And I started with agriculture in high school. They were teaching me agricultural science, and I said, let me go look at the practicality of using this content. That was my purpose in the beginning, to feed myself. It is my purpose now. We are all out here trading hours for dollars. And as I said earlier, when people de-edify you in community, it also de-edifies your pocket. Because people will see you coming and say, you know, you heard. Don't trust him. You don't know that they said it. People start looking at you funny, start sharing information laterally with each other. Here, John Brum, don't trust him. He cannot be trusted. He cannot be trusted. And it reverberates throughout the world. And people start thinking, hey, isn't that the guy that they said don't trust? So now they're destroying your methodology of income generation. And you're wondering why you are having difficulty. But then when you begin to conduct the investigation, people who are looking at you with a different eye will come and say, hey, this is what I heard about you. This is what I heard about you. And the next thing you know, your manifestation of goodness begins to spiral. That's what will happen. Because you will have broken a negative progression in community conversation, right? You need to understand that that's what will happen. That's what will happen that you need to understand. We're going to play one more song, come at you right now to make sure that you understand a lot of what's going on in your life is about restoration, restoring. This is the Carrot Voice Radio, and we are here, this song, Ishka. And I'm playing music specifically from two countries because I have a conversation I want to have on that, also related to restoration and development of value and future legacy development. Stick it to me. Faith, believe in my God will pull me through. Yes, I know. Yeah! That's a powerful tune. Restoration come. Very important. Restoration. Having a moment. Right here in Care Voice Room. Very key. Now, we are looking at what your value is. You are the trailblazing possibility that creation is. From what I understand in conversation from that book I mentioned earlier, which a lot of you read in, and we all read it. Sometimes we don't want to read it, but our life itself is a book. And every single day, we write chapters in it. Some of them help to restore our pain and give us power. Misbehaviors or people who behave poorly, rather. I like the combination of both, because if something doesn't go wrong, you don't know what to correct. But having the kid had people going nuts. Why is he doing this? I've filled the pain of people I try to assist because that's my job. As a speaker, that is my job. Solving problems, giving you encouragement, allowing you to understand what your value is. God put you on the earth with a purpose because he had the courage to care to do it. Even give you authority and power, isn't her, or the universal prime force, prime energy, gave you the same power base so that he can take a second look at what he created in you. Give you power. And what are you doing with it? That's the first question you gotta ask yourself, not why you're here. What is your value inside of your moment? A lot of us came here. All of us came here. Relationship. To have the courage to develop a relationship with yourself on purpose. Purpose yourself, approve of your value first. Even if you don't know, you tell yourself the truth. And watch what happens next. You know, I couldn't be more emotional right now in terms of this conversation because people are dying from COVID-19. And from the first look, I had to make a decision. And that decision was fostered over 30 years ago. And I'll tell you what that is next week when you listen to the show. But for this week, I want you to understand that what I looked at and I saw, it had no relationship. This COVID thing had no relationship with you until it began the process of taking your breath away. That's what you were told. Now, I've been in this country for a long time. And I'm a guest here. I know I'm a guest. I know so much that I'm a guest that when I get home to Barbados, when I travel and I go to Barbados, I don't know what it's going to look like now going in because there's so many changes happen. But when they ask me how long I'm staying, I don't tell them how long I'm staying. I tell them I was born here. I can stay as long as I want. They didn't ask me that question anymore. They just said, "Welcome home, sir. Thank you." That's good customer care. I'm carrying a passport that says I'm from here. Welcome me home. What is your value in relationship to me? I traveled to gain more experience, to understand better things. I came here specifically on a mission that no one believes me when I tell them. That mission was to understand why the United States has in God we trust. No one else says it. What are the deliverables? Because I'm a research person. I like to see what the truth is related to what I'm being told in books. When I was a professor, I never just read the book. I called up the author. I called up the publisher. I asked questions. I even interviewed the authors on my show, The Real Book Talk. Several of them I've interviewed. Several of them I use in my workshop. Because that's the value that I bring that no one else brings. Herbert Harris as an example. Someone referred him to me. And he never left. Because of the relationship. Because of the value of the relationship. Then we move on to the skill set. We said, hey, Aubrey, you have similar skill sets to mine. Let's work together. Systemically, a similar thing. And relationship itself, we know who we are. Herbert Harris does not get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and do a show for 120 times right now that he's done that, from what I understand, because he doesn't understand the value of himself. When he called me up and he said to me, Aubrey, a couple of ladies want to take my workshop. I said, I told them it was good to do it. And I said, but I do want to warn you. I'm going to warn you. They will take over your workshop. Because that's what I knew about these young ladies. And guess what? They're now mentioned in his new book, in the new edition of his book, 12 Universal Laws of Success. And that workshop that I teach also uses that book as one of the resources. I stand and deliver on what I believe and who I believe in. And I can never tell everyone what I'm doing on their behalf because it will explode some of their minds. But when some of them challenge me as not doing good enough, well enough, or anything else, I start to think, hey, and I make the move to move them away because they're wasting my time. But I'm glad that I bought into the resiliency factor in myself and developed the courage to care, because so many people have had the opportunity to remove pain to power in their life. And that's because I had the courage to care. And finally, as I close this out, I'm going to tell you this. It's very important for you to understand. No matter what we do, say, or think, or feel, God has the last say. When I discovered that one of my own people, and I've never met him in person, I wish I did, he died a couple of years ago, his role in Black Lives Matter is more pivotal than people are thinking, talking, or walking about. Having the courage to care and to deliver on what you understand and what you care about is the most pivotal thing you can do in your life. And you will be challenged. See, we're concerned about people dying every day, not understanding their inherent value. Your inheritance, you were purposed to become just like God. There's nothing wrong with that. To become like the father of mankind, womankind, humankind. I think I was being politically correct in that moment. That's the power of resiliency. That's the power of the courage to care. Don't get it twisted. I guess I'm on a roll. But in closing, I want to say to you, God has the last say. That is part of why I have the courage to care. Because it doesn't matter how you treat me before men that cost me a good name. They did it to Jesus first. You did it to Jesus first. It doesn't matter if you behave with a poor record of my existence. It matters to God more. Because I can't change you. I can only share enough information. But what happens in society today during the process of the courage to care is that people are trying to get to the top of the platform and they see you as a block. So they start creating discouraging behaviors and conversations about you. Or something went wrong between you and them that they never told you, just like what happened in the heaven. Because to me, I don't look at superficial behaviors. I look at common sense momentum in terms of behavior. If you're going to tell me one angel makes a difference and can cause all of this castration and frustration and deceit and envy and greed and frustration. Why is that person that powerful to do so? Is what I will ask you. Because we've been destroyed emotionally. We have been. But I submit for you as I close that God has the last say. Mashuri, Paul Mashuri, Africa, Tanzania. Barbados had a very pivotal role to play in the escalation, the development. I had a pivotal role to play with young women in Tanzania that I've never met, and some men. I have some friends over there that I've never met. I have an outstanding invitation to speak in Africa. 4 different nations. And I will tell that story a little bit. But that's because the courage to care allowed me to do much more than you would think. Much more than you would understand. In this moment, at least. So in closing, I'm going to play this tune. I'm going to shout out all the artists. We've got Paul Mashuri, we've got Charmin and Ishka on this recording. We don't own the rights to this music, but Starway has been generous in sharing some of this information. I believe in the musicians in Barbados. I believe that at some point there will be a global broadcast around the world and a global conversation on Barbados' role in the world. Now, I know somebody said, well, Arby, why do you say that? You know those people are going to steal your idea and run with it. I don't care. If you get there before me, you will be the first conversation. But this is not a turtle in the hare race, baby. This is for the ones that are going to create the human capital value that goes beyond the cosmos. That is what this is about. Keep us on the lot. Here's Paul Mashuri from Tanzania. God has got the last say. Stick around.
Say?
He has got the last say in my life.
Come on, people.
He has got the last say.
Last say?
Last say.
Abel?
He has got the last say in your life.
You are not serious.
He has the final word, word, word.
Final words.
Word. He has the final word, 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 word.
I'm confused.
God has got the last say.
Oh, yes.
Last say.
Jesus.
God has got the last say.
Now you are talking.
My life.
Powerful.
God has got the last say.
And me.
Last
say,
God has got the last say in your life.
Yes,
He has the final say
to my life.
He has the final word
to my vision.
He has the final say
to my family.
He has the final word
to my church.
He has the final say
to my destiny.
He has the final word
to my country.
He has the final say
to my ministry.
He has the final word.
Oh yes.
Say.
Thank you.
Yeah! I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. That's it. Thank you for joining us. Yeah! Right here on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Stick around. Courage to care. For the day. Carib Voice Radio.